بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, we had been discussing the very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once asked the Sahaba that is there any person who is prepared to take from me these five advices and who will practice upon them? And if he, so either he practices upon them, takes his five advices and practices upon them, or he teaches it to somebody else who will practice upon it. So we mentioned the importance of learning, the importance of transmitting the knowledge, passing it on to others, making tabligh of it. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said very willingly, with enthusiasm, with zeal, with fervor, immediately say, Ana ya Rasulullah. I will accept these five advices with the intention of obviously practicing upon these five advices. And we discussed four of these five advices. The first one, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, just to refresh in our minds. Wherein Rasulullah said, fear, or beware and refrain. Refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited upon you. All the prohibitions, all the don'ts, where Allah says, don't do this, don't do that. A person has to refrain from those prohibitions. We call that muharramat. And if you do this, تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, you'll be the greatest of worshippers. And I mentioned that which one of us does not want to be regarded as the greatest of the worshippers of Allah. So whilst we have the positive aspect, in other words, doing good deeds, which is much more easier than refraining from haram, that is more difficult. And because this is more difficult, it is harder than nafs, a person has to exercise more mujahada. Therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, it is mentioned, he'll become a'badan nas, the greatest of worshippers. So worship, being an abid, is not just doing good deeds, but it also involves refraining from all those prohibitions and staying away from sayyat, of evil. And second advice was, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ, that become, be content, be happy, be pleased, be content with whatever Allah has given you. Whatever Allah has distributed for you, whatever Allah has decreed for you, whatever is in your lot, then have qana'at. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ. Be pleased, be content. If you have contentment, تَكُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ, you'll be the richest of people. You may not have the most amount of material wealth, but your heart will be happy. Your heart will be content. If the heart is poor, then the person will always be desiring more and more, and he'll have greed in him. He'll never have contentment, and this will lead him to take him far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So qana'at will make you the richest of people if you have contentment in your heart. And then, وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا, and be kind to your neighbors. And we mentioned so many qisas and incidents of how the Salaf al-Saliheen, they were very careful about the neighbors, and they would not harm the neighbors, they would not cause them any type of pain or suffering or discomfort. So much so that there were those neighbors who sold their houses and they doubled the price, because one is the price of the house, and the other, if you wanted to be the neighbor of a person like Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, or Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. So if you are kind to your neighbor, you'll be a genuine believer. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ أَخِيكَ وَأَحِبَّ لِأَخِيكَ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. If you be a true Muslim, then love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. And this we discussed last week in detail. So many examples were given, and we expounded on this, that love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. The battlefield also, the person is dying out of thirst, and he wants the water, and the water is brought to him, but he hears the person next to him, his Muslim brother, also dying and crying out of thirst, and he passes on the water to him, he gives preference to him, and he hears the third person and the fourth, and by the time the water comes back to the first person, he leaves the world, and then the second and third, all of them love for the Muslim brother what they love for themselves. And the last one, so we mentioned ittaqi al-maharim. Basically what we have to do is refrain from all things that Allah has made haram, Allah has prohibited upon us. Then we must have contentment in our life. Then be kind to our neighbors. And then love for a Muslim brother what we love for ourselves. And the final one, وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الضَّحِكْ فَإِنَّ كَثَرَةَ الضَّحِكْ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter, it تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ, it deadens the heart. It brings corruption to the heart. This heart which is alive, it makes the heart dead, the spiritual heart. The spiritual heart becomes dead. In the Shariat, we have been exhorted, encouraged to do those amal and those things in our life that will make this heart alive. For example, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of one who is a dhakir, he's making the dhikr of Allah, he's saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So that is, his example is like a living person. The one who is not making the dhikr of Allah, la yazkur, that he's like a dead person. So like this, the heart also is alive, the spiritual heart. It can be alive, al-qalbul hay, or it becomes al-qalbul mayyit, a dead heart. You see these hearts that we have, these are like huge pots. And the tongues that we have, they are like the spoons and ladles that scoop out whatever is in the pot. If these hearts that we have are filled with filth, obscenity, vulgarity, just talking things which are unnecessary, then those things will come out of the heart, come onto our tongues. But if the person is Allah in his heart, dhikrullah in his heart, and he has kind words and kind things, then those things will come onto his tongue. So here in this hadith, Rasulullah did not prohibit us from just laughing, no. Excessive laughing. Laughing is permitted, but we should not exceed the limits. Somebody asked, Al-Kana Ashabu Rasulullah Sallallahu Yadhakun, would the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, did they laugh? So in reply, yes. Kanu Yadhakun, they used to laugh. But wal imanu asbatu fi qulubihim min al jibal al rawasi. Iman, whilst they were laughing, iman was so firm in their hearts, more stronger and stable and firm than huge mountains. In other words, when they laugh, they do not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that makes the heart dead. Ghaflat, sins, heedlessness. When a person becomes oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah is hearing, my Allah is seeing, my Allah is watching. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majub Ghori rahmatullahi alayhi was a very, very close companion and murid and khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. He lived his life with Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi and learned from his beautiful teachings and advices, extremely close to Mujaddid al-Millat Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. After the demise of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, some of the very senior khulafa, they had gathered and they were busy having some conversation. So Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he was there. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was there, and other great khulafa were present. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that somebody made said something light-hearted, and obviously they all laughed. Permissible to laugh. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ. Allah makes us laugh, Allah makes us cry. So laughter is not impermissible. So they laughed. And after they laughed, immediately after that, Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi asked Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi, and he asked the others, that be honest, why each one of us laughed at this moment? Be genuine, be sincere, speak the truth. At that moment, did you become ghafil of Allah or not? They all replied, Hazrat, at that moment, yes, we became ghafil of Allah. Khaja Sahib says, I can take a qasam in Allah. At that moment, even though I laughed, but I did not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghaflat didn't come into my heart. So when we laugh excessively, what happens? Then it becomes a second nature to us. And then Every opportunity we have, we will laugh and make others laugh. And to be cheerful is perfectly permissible. Rasulullah entered the home, the Sahabiyat, the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen would say, he would enter with a cheerful face. The Nabi s.a.w. smiled at them. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شِيئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَاهَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَرِيقٍ. Sharia tells us, do not disdain, do not look down upon any act of deen. Anything. Even though it's something small. And what the example Rasul gave, that you meet your brother with a smiling face, a cheerful face. There's nothing wrong in that. Don't think that is haram in Islam. No. To smile, to be humorous also, but there is a limit. And that's the problem we have. We go beyond the limits. And we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In most times of Rasulullah's life, most cases, the laughter was a broad smile. إِنَّمَا كَانَ يَتَبَسَّمْ. And if he laughed, it was not like our laughter, which in Arabic we call as qahqaha. Qahqaha means roaring laughter. We just laugh excessively. There's no limit. So even the sound also was not a loud sound. Rasulullah would give a broad smile. He would give a broad smile. Many of our mashayikh have seen, who were very, very, they were very pious and they had the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their laughter was not like ours. So even if somebody made a joke, something humorous, and if they laughed, it was just like a second, and immediately they would stop, without any sound that we make when we laugh. When a person laughs excessively, what the hadith says, to me, kathrat al-dhihk, to me, tul qalb, it deadens the spirituality of the heart. And this is exactly what we don't want in our life. Sins, and all these things, they bring darkness into our heart. And these darkness come layers upon layers upon layers. And the heart becomes engulfed with darkness, and then it becomes hard, and after it becomes hard, it becomes dead. And in this hadith, it is very clear, and other hadiths reported in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, that laughing excessively is one of the causes, or is the cause of making the heart dead. We want our hearts to be alive. When the heart is alive, then spiritually also he'll feel good. Otherwise, the person will feel spiritually numb. He'll feel no feeling, no emotions, not enjoying his ibadah. In fact, his heart won't even take him to salat and zikr and tilawat. He will look for every opportunity and he'll feel comfort with his friends so that they can have a roaring laughter. He'll give preference to even being in the company of the angels in the masjid, or being in the company of good people, pious people. So his meeting with Allah will be secondary. He'll give preference to meeting his friends. Why? We will have a nice time. We will chill. We will laugh. Again, to be cheerful, to be happy, perfectly permissible in Islam. But there is a limitation, and most of us, myself included. So what happens sometimes? We become ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We exceed the limit. We don't realize. And all those things will only deaden the spiritual heart. Shariat is not saying, but become so serious and you can't smile, you can't be cheerful, you can't be humorous. Rasulullah SAW also had a sense of humor, but if he said anything humorous, he said it was the truth. So he didn't lie when he was humorous. We make jokes, the jokes are lies. So you have a comedian who just makes people laugh, people's heart becomes hard, his heart becomes hard. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. Once there was a person who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I need transport, I need a conveyance. In other words, he asked for a camel. So Rasulullah says, I'll give you a baby camel. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will I do with the waladun naqa, with a baby camel? A baby camel is small, how am I going to ride it? I need a big camel. Camel to transport me. So Rasulullah said, is not every camel the baby of its mother? So even though the camel is big in age, but it is still the child of its mother. Like a person living today, a person is 50, 60 years old, and his mother is still alive, 80 years old, 85 years old. So that old mother will still tell the others, this is my child. She'll tell the grandchildren, your papa is my child. So the Rasulullah was humorous. He was light-hearted. A little bit of mizah in Arabic, we call this mizah. Jesting, joking, permissible, but it was the truth. And then the old lady came, "Ya Rasul, make dua, I enter Jannah." I said, "Oh ho ho, old ladies won't enter Jannah." She began crying. Told the Sahabi, explain to her, no. When you will go into Jannah, you'll be young. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'an. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبَكَارًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. People will be young, will be virgins, they'll be virgins of similar age, they'll be young, they won't be old. So he joked, but the joke was permissible. But there wasn't a roaring laughter in his life. Because this is only going to make our heart become hard or dead. It'll corrupt our heart. That nur that is within the heart will become extinguished. And therefore, it is important that when we laugh also, do not laugh excessively. We must be able to control our laughter. Control our laughter. It needs a lot of mudahada, a lot of practice. Otherwise, what happens? The person loses his demeanor. He loses his dignity and respect. People will laugh, but in their hearts, you know, this guy is a clown. Whenever he comes, he's just joking, just laughing. And when we are laughing, what happens? Then sometimes we do things or we say things that can be very detrimental to our iman. We don't realize it. So laughter also, we have to have within our control, within our limits. So in this last advice of Rasulullah to Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, so the important advice, and the final one was, لا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. Once Rasulullah he entered upon the Sahaba, and they were busy, they were laughing. And they were laughing aloud. Rasulullah immediately reprimanded them. And he said, لو تعلمون ما أعلموا لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. If only you know what I know about the Akhirah, what I know about the horrors of mort, the sakrat of mort, the pangs of mort, the conditions of qabr, and the conditions of Qiyamah, the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, then you would laugh less and you would cry more. The moment Sahaba heard this, all of them, they put their heads down. They put their heads down and they all began to sob. They all began to sob. It had an effect on their hearts. They realized that ghaflat will take a person away from remembering the Akhirah. And therefore Rasulullah said, يعني أكثر ذكر هذه من اللذات يعني الموت. Remember death in often. أكثر ذكر هذه من اللذات, the terminator of pleasures. Laughter makes us forget akhirat. Laughter makes us forget our purpose in this life. It is important that all the time, every now and then, check our intentions, remind ourselves that why am I here in this world? How am I doing? Am I ready to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my heart a qalbun saleem? Is my heart a sound heart? Has it got life in it spiritually? Is it dead or is it alive? So many people complain that I'm not getting any feelings in to do, I don't have any zaq to do ta'at, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no enjoyment in my dhikr tilawat. There are many reasons, but one of the reasons is which we normally forget and we overlook, is laughing excessively. So Allah Ta'ala grant me first, grant all of us the tawfiq of making amal on these beautiful five advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try and make amal on it. Try and pass it on to somebody else who will make amal on it, and we'll also be rewarded. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.